Yes, here we are again for another week, NRL Live, episode 43, Supercoach Round 8. We're going to discuss it all for you, break down last week's results, and we're even going to talk a little bit about Origin and which players you may be starting to look to trade out of your team because they might be missing for Origin. A big week in league, Richard Veoso. Should he have been sent off? We'll talk about that as well. Tigers MS with us as always. How are you, mate?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Unfortunately, Pete is not with us again tonight. We're hoping that he might possibly come a bit later. If not, he's pretty sure to be back next week. We'll kick on without him, that's for sure. And we'll start with the results from last week. Starting, of course, on the Thursday night, or Thursday day, Anzac Day, the Roosters 34, pounding the Dragons 10, the Storm 28, too good for the Warriors 18, in what was a pretty good game, actually, there on Thursday night, down at Amy Park in Melbourne. Friday night footy, the Rabbitohs 20, a bit of an upset there at Brookie Oval against the Seagulls 12, while Saturday, the Cowboys 30, too strong for the Raiders 12, the Broncos 20, accounting for an injury-riddled Tigers outfit 10, Sunday football, the Knights 30, thrashing the Titans 6. I thought that was a unexpected, maybe not so much the win, but the way they did it, the Newcastle Knights, they're very impressive. While the Bulldogs 24 accounted for the Sharks 8, and on Monday night footy, the Penrith Panthers 42 coming out of their form slumber, defeating the Parramatta Eels 12. Let's take a look a little bit closer at last week's games. Well, Anthony Watmo, he certainly surprised somewhat against Souths to top the board for last week's super coach. Justin Hodges took advantage of a porous West Tigers team, and they're still to give up the most super coach points to opponents, Tigers MS. Hodges coming second there today, this week.
Yeah, no. He did pretty much what we expected would happen, as we said last week. The Tigers were leaking super coach points, and Hodges was coming into form, and he was pretty much a handful for whoever was out there at various stages for the Tigers. On the Saturday, it was a horrible night for them.
A host of injuries, I guess, when we get to the Tigers game for this week. I know you've got the injury report in front of you, and I'll tell you what, that could be a long list for the poor old West Tigers.
That's right, it might take me about 10 minutes to get to it.
Well, as you were saying in our predictions last week, we also mentioned Sean Johnson would have a bumper game against the Storm. He actually ended up totaling 6 overall, so if you took our advice on that one, congratulations. And Vi Tutai, a guy that I mentioned last week and definitely put up big numbers, especially considering his low price, 69 points. He actually ended up equal 29th overall. He's definitely a buy right now. Tigers MS sleeper of the round went to one of Tutai's opponents on Monday night, David Simmons. 107 points he scored this week, third overall. And I guess we looked at the fact that some of the usual big scorers for Penrith, Josh Mansour and Nathan Smith, a couple of their other centre and wingers, were out. And I guess it gave Simmons that opportunity, and he sure took full advantage of that.
Yeah, he certainly did. I guess with Josh Mansour out as well. Perhaps he was the guy who got kicked to more by the Eels. But it just proved once again that the Eels team, all season, they've given up big points to the little quick men, and it happened again. And David Simmons just, had a, if you've got him, that's a really, like, he's an average price, but that is a really good round to have.
Yeah. If anyone did manage to have him, great work there. And whoever the Eels are playing, again, we'll give you the info of which guys to get. What we learned, Matt Gillette, well, he's still a buy at this stage. I know that Origin's around the corner and he's probably be picked on the bench, but, I mean, 101 points, fifth overall against that unfortunately horrible Tigers outfit. And we say, as usual, any back rower that you can get that can play centre and winger, we should just put them in that centre and wing spot, because the second rowers have a lot more consistency in their point scoring than the outside backs. Tigers MS Aaron Woods, he's definitely carrying that Tigers go forward, and I guess until Keith Galloway returns from injury, still worth a buy, even though he's quite a high price.
Yeah, he's worth every dollar that you pay for him, really. Just putting up point after point for a front rower, he plays a lot of minutes for a front rower.
Mm.
He very rarely gets replaced. I think at one stage he had a 4-minute rest on Saturday. I know he didn't play the full 80, and I know that he had another rest at some stage, but 4 minutes is much of a rest. But it just gives you the idea, an idea of how vital he is for the Tigers, and just how many points he's going to gain for them because of those injuries. With Galloway obviously being out for a long time, and you have a rookie in Jack Buchanan partnering him in the front row. Woods will have to carry a lot. Look, another guy we're talking about who featured in that demolition of Parramatta on Monday is James Seguiaro, who we've mentioned time after time.
Oh, please take our advice on Seguiaro.
Just get him in your team, for goodness sake. you just have to play him every week because he's going great off the bench, and he just keeps on putting up great numbers, scoring 2 tries on Monday. Certainly didn't hurt his chances of doing that either.
No, it didn't. I mean, he's now second overall in cost per point. He's up to 258,900, but it matters little because he's still rating. Chris Sando is actually the best, but he's had a dip in form in recent weeks, so that stat is a little bit skewed towards his early season high point scoring. Definitely Seguiaro, the form player of the competition right now as far as his value is concerned. And Roosters' Mitch Orbison, as well as Parramatta's Tutai, are the other guys that really are great value for money at the moment. We need to move on. This week in league, Tigers MS, we'll discuss in a bit of detail Richie Faioso. Now, it was a pretty vicious spear tackle on the Friday night game versus Souths. Now, I believe he's been cited for 8 weeks, but...
Yes, he has, and he's accepted that 8 weeks as well.
Wow. So, really, the question that remains is, should he have been sent off?
Well, look, the first tackle, you're always... Like, especially with a spear, it's always a bit of a... It happens so fast, and, you know, everyone out there is so strong, and it happens very quickly, so you can... brush the first one off as, okay, look, that's on report, that's a dangerous tackle. Then you move on to the next one. But when there's two in a game and they're exactly the same, it's not like a spear tackle, then a high shot. It's two spear tackles. I think if someone's going to get sent off, then that's how they're going to get sent off. That's two spear tackles in the one game is a real... It's a real problem, especially for the... And it's the same player. I mean, I'm not sure if it was deliberately, oh, this is Inglis, we're going to spear tackle him.
I mean, he's been targeted, albeit we couldn't say it was deliberate, but he was hit, obviously, earlier in the year by the Bulldogs, Chris Ninu. Same type of tackle.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Look, I think for something like that, where you're on report for the second time, you've either got to be sent off or there's got to be some kind of bin action happening on your second report, because you've obviously done something wrong. And the first time it can be a careless or a reckless error, but the second time you'd obviously be thinking about it and not wanting to do it again, and to do the exact same thing to the exact same player, obviously, yeah, it sends a message out there that you're either targeting that player or you haven't learnt from your first mistake, and so your team and you as the player should be duly punished.
The referees need to take control. It could come down to a question of the coach deliberately targeting the game's best players. I'm not saying that this happened in this instance, but it's starting to get very suspicious.
No, well, that's exactly right. I mean, I think the last people to be sent off was the Donnybrookvale game where we had there's Blair and Stewart, I think, were both sent off, if memory serves. And that was after they'd both been sent to the bin, then started fighting again. So that was their second infringement. So I don't, like, I mean, it, that looks worse than Fagoso's issue when the two guys are fighting and then there's a big brawl. But, you know, you've got to have a precedent. You've got to have some kind of guidelines setting.
Well, 8 weeks sounds like a long suspension. But back in the day, in the 1980s, Jim Comyn's SC was involved in the judiciary and he suspended Les Boyd for 15 months. So, I mean, another way to stamp it out, of course, is at the judiciary. So I guess that's something the NRL will need to look at, and new CEO David Smith. But we'll see if the referees do decide to go to the sin bin. They are talking about it, and I think it's going to be a topic of discussion down the road. We must move on, Tigers MS. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at TigersMS78 or at Paulie G Sports. Go to our website, download the podcast, www.pauliegsports.com. There's a host of other sporting information up on the webpage. Or you can subscribe on iTunes. Simply type in NRL or Supercoach and you'll get to our podcast. And each and every week we give this information. And this week we're just going to look a little bit closer at Origin. It is coming up fairly soon. And if you've got your Supercoach teams and you've really got to start thinking about Origin, one eye on that when you're making your substitutions. Not saying that we have to bring players out at this point, but certainly when we're bringing players in, maybe we're looking at guys that aren't going to play in Origin, or at least are going to get maximum time during the Origin period. So for this week and in the next couple of weeks, we're each going to give our predicted Origin teams. It is a little bit out, but we'll do our best, and I'm going to go this week. So looking at New South Wales, I'm going to say that Jared Hayne's going to be picked at fullback, and the reason for that is Brett Morris and Akiyu Arte are in very good form on the wings, and I just wonder if they will get selected on the wings, which would then make it a battle between Hayne and Brett Stewart, the incumbent for fullback. Michael Jennings and Josh Morris, I've got them as my centre pairings, whereas another bit of an upset for New South Wales, John Sutton in at 5'8", ahead of either Todd Carney or James Maloney. But I think all three, it could be any of those. So at this stage, we're just saying hold pat if you've got either Maloney or Sutton, two very good Supercoach performers by the way there. Well, they're the top two. I think Sutton's equal with Jonathan Thurston for the 5'8" role, equal second James Maloney, the front runner. So if you've got those guys, we're saying keep them for now, but any one of them or either of them may get selected, or they may go to Todd Carney. Halfback, Daly has said that Mitchell Pearce will be selected, so we have to take him on his word there, ahead of perhaps Adam Reynolds. Anthony Watmo, huge Supercoach game this week. I've got him at lock with Greg Bird and Paul Gallen in the back row. Trent Merrin, he's been another big-time Supercoach performer this year. I've got him at prop with James Turmau and Robbie Farah, of course, leading Supercoach at hooker. That's a lock. Kurt Gidley, Ryan Hoffman, Luke Lewis and Aaron Woods all on the bench there. Probably Aaron Woods is the biggest name there out of Supercoach players. If he is selected, but it's probably still only a 50-50 if he makes the team. So if you've got Aaron Woods, keep rolling with him. And even if you don't, at this stage we're saying, well, you could probably get away with selecting him. While for Queensland, well, their team pretty much picks itself. Billy Slater at fullback, Darius Boyd on the wings with Brent Tate, possibly Ash Graham there, Greg Inglis, Justin Hodges in the centres, Jonathan Thurston 5'8", Cooper Cronk halfback, Ashley Harrison lock, Sam Thaiday, Nate Miles, second row, Ben Hannett, Matt Scott, props, Cameron Smith, hooker. The bench is probably where it gets a bit tricky. I've gone with Matt Gillette, Corey Parker, David Shillington, and a bit of an upset, Ben Barber, who might be a bit of a wild card there on the bench. But certainly, again, with those sort of guys, we're looking at maybe the players like the Ashley Harrisons, who's recently back from an injury, and you're thinking, should I pick him up? He's had some good weeks. We're saying maybe hold off because he'll probably get selected for Queensland and may miss some games. At this stage, we're looking at guys like your Sean Fensoms or obviously Sonny Bill Williams, who you should have already, and the Burgess boys. Guys that aren't going to be playing in Origin are definitely the must-buys over the next few weeks for those big price players if you have the cash to get them. Tigers MS, you're going to do your team, I think, either next week or the week after. What do you think of that?
Yeah, look, my teams will be very similar. I mean, the Queensland team obviously will be pretty much the same. The only issue I have is Shillington's health, really. He's had injured ribs, and he's due back in round 9. But, you know, with ribs, it's one of those touch-and-go things. It can not flare up again during the year, or it can be one tackle and you're back to square one with that injury. But apart from that, I'm thinking that Aaron Woods may actually get a starting role.
Yeah, it's very possible.
And Watmo might be on the bench, and they may chuck someone like Merrin in at lock, depending on what kind of game plan they're going with. If they're just going with the big guys to combat Queensland's big guys, or they're going for a speed game, I'm not quite sure which way Laurie Daly wants to go.
Yeah, well, I would certainly agree that that could be the way to go. Merrin has been very good at lock this year for the Dragons. We need to keep moving along. Let's look at this week's games. Starting on Friday night, Brisbane take on South Sydney. Now, Channel 9 are going to show this game not only in Queensland, but also New South Wales and the ACT. So it goes to show that winning is everything in the eyes, not only of fans, but the television networks. The Broncos, well, they've been pretty good lately, so it should be a pretty evenly matched encounter. Brisbane are better scoring with the Supercoach points than the Rabbits, but South are the better team at stopping them. We're suggesting that guys like Matt Gillett, Corey Parker and the Burgess brothers are a must play, but everyone else probably to play with caution. Now, Greg Inglis, Tigers MS, we've been saying possibly sell him. He's been on a bit of a downside, but we're thinking maybe he'll hit back in form this week.
Yeah, well, that's right. And he's starting to, well, when he's against a team like the Broncos, it could be a chance for him to start really opening up. But it's one of those things. Is he being targeted, and is that the reason why he's on the slide? I think probably if we help, you could hold on to him, because he could be getting a good run, especially against I think they had the Broncos, Cowboys, and the Tigers in the next three opponents.
Yes.
And all teams that give up points, so maybe just definitely put them on the watch list.
Yeah, the Cowboys have improved in recent weeks, but certainly the Broncos and Tigers are two of the easier teams to score against. If you don't have Inglis, like you say, just keep him on the watch list. We've got Origin coming up. But if you do have him and you haven't been able to sell him, maybe now hold on to him, see if he can get some big points in the next 3 weeks, and then sell him off at a bit better price. Because right now, if you've had him since the beginning, he's probably cost you quite a bit of money there, because he has gone backwards this year. Any notable injuries to report from those two teams, Tigers and MS?
Well, with the Broncos, there's no new injuries for South Sydney, and there's no really new injury. I mean, Luke Burgess, yet another Burgess, but he'll be back round 12. So, yeah, there's no real change.
Bulldogs v Tigers is the other Channel 9 game on a delay. Basically, the worst team is scoring Supercoach points, i.e. the Bulldogs versus the worst team defending them. I'm going to suggest one team's got to come good. I'm going to put my money on the Bulldogs. And speaking of those injuries, James Graham returns, Tigers MS.
Yeah, look, basically he'll be watched closely by Supercoach players, because he can return get some pretty decent returns. And he could make an instant impact, but you don't know. However, we think Josh Jackson is our best value pick. But there is the wild card, which is Ben Barber. I think McInnes calls him the X Factor, and he could return to form against the Tigers, who gave up a lot of points to the Brisbane fullback last week, Corey Norman.
Yeah, I think Corey Norman got over the line there. He hasn't been a big scorer this year, Corey Norman, but he put up 79 points last week, so augurs well for Ben Barber. And Josh Jackson, well, we've been saying sell Dogs players, or not, don't buy them, but maybe they're starting to run into a bit of form playing Sharks last week, and now a very easy Tigers team this week. Saturday, football, Melbourne Storm versus the Canberra Raiders. The Raiders, well, they're the third easiest team to score points against, so you're thinking those big names for the Storm should do it again.
Yeah, that's right. Cam Smith and Tohu Harris, who's still a good value buy. Smith, we're probably saying he should be captain for this week.
I agree.
And, yeah, and against the Raiders, there's nothing to say that he shouldn't be. Terry Campisi does come back to the starting lineup for the Raiders. And I think he's going to be one of those guys you put on the watch list. You just want to see how he works himself into the full 80. And especially with Origin time coming around, he could be a good pickup in that 5-8 spot. Sean Fenson, obviously, still putting up good points, and you'd still buy him if you have a chance.
Yeah, definitely. Fenson is one of our buyers of the week, as he was last week. The Storm have got Cameron Smith, second overall, Billy Slater, ninth overall, Cooper Cronk, 20th overall, and Gareth Widdett, 35th overall. So realistically, if you have the opportunity, if you have those players, or you can get them, this is a week we think they'll put up big numbers. Parramatta and North Queensland is the other Saturday night game. And, the Eels, tell you what, they are really hot and cold at the moment. They have been surprisingly resilient in giving up Supercoach points. But as you mentioned earlier, Tigers MS, they leak a lot of tries. In fact, the most per game. So those speed men that the Cowboys have, Ash Graham, Matt Bowen, Kane Lynette, could be a big week.
Yeah, well, that's right. Those guys did quite well against the Cowboys did quite well against the Raiders out wide last week, early on especially. And so, yeah, I suspect the same game plan will be employed against the Eels. We're a bit iffy on the forwards. Tarek Sims, he's been like a must play in recent games.
Yeah, he's had a slow start to the season, came good.
But now he's starting to go down a little bit, and so I think it's best if you sit him out for this game. Ryan Morgan, he's in for the Eels this week. He scored nothing last week because he was injured just before the game.
He's been very good all year. He's a good value buy. That was a big blow.
Yep, and Jared Hayne and Bao Taitai, as we discussed before, put up good numbers against the Panthers, but I think they'll find it tougher against the Cowboys, and so you might have to double think about putting those guys in.
If you've got Taitai, this may be a week to bench him if you've got suitable centres and wingers instead of him. But then again, if that's all you've got, he's a good price, and certainly don't sell him. Just hold on to him.
Yeah,
this may not be the week. The Cowboys are the fifth hardest team to score Supercoach points against, so it might be a tough outing for the Eels. Sunday Rugby League is on in a little bit more than we've had in recent weeks, because we've got the extra game, of course. The Warriors v the Titans, the 12 o'clock game, 2 p.m. over there, of course. And, it's hard to say on this one. The Titans are usually pretty reliable in stopping Supercoach points, but it was a pretty, and scoring them, but pretty bad week last week against Newcastle, while the Warriors give up a lot of points. So we're suggesting, even though it's over in New Zealand, the Gold Coast players should be okay to play this week.
Yeah, I think they will be. They had some bad luck in the game last week. The Gold Coast losing three players in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
We think Alec Kelly is once again, just got to play him. He's just such value for money and putting up good points. And also Greg Bird and Nate Miles. They're really not going to have two bad games in a row. Such as their pedigree. The buy of the week, Mark Minicello. It's going well and is a good price. However, Ryan James, on the other side of the coin, continues to be a sell, at least until Origin time, when there's possibly going to be three, well, definitely two and possibly three Gold Coast forwards missing.
Yeah, Minicello's been eating into James's minutes, so you've got to really take that into consideration. Sean Johnson, we suggested last week he would have a big one, and he did, but I'm worried because he's got some consistency issues. And the Titans are pretty tough to score against, so I'm thinking if you've got an alternative in the half or 5/8, maybe rest Johnson this week.
Yeah, I think that's pretty sensible because he is so hot and cold. I mean, he's one of those gamble players that, yeah.
When he comes off.
Yeah.
He's gold.
It's rocks or diamonds, as they say.
And Simon Mannering is back. He missed last week. He's usually a pretty solid player if you've got him out in your centre and wing because he's actually a back rower that masquerades out there and he's pretty consistent.
Yeah, that's right. He's a good one to get. Puts up decent points each week. And if he gets a try, then that bumps it up a fair bit more. A possibility is Jacob Lilliman as well. But yeah, he's one of those, if that's your last, you know, your last chance kind of guy.
We're not suggesting buy him this week, but if you've already got him in your team, he might put up the points this week. He's a good value player to have. He plays front row or back row, so, you know, he's one of those guys that might be sticking on your bench somewhere and you might give him a run this week. Now, with Mannering, if you are going to play him, we suggest play him as a reserve, just in case there's another late withdrawal and you can make a substitution there because it is a Sunday game. And with the rolling lockout, you've always got to be aware of those players under an injury cloud that play on either Sunday and especially Monday night football, that you don't lock yourself into a corner with your team selections.
Exactly.
Newcastle Cronulla is the 2 o'clock game, and the Knights have put up very strong Supercoach numbers in both scoring and defending them. And really, right now, it's sell all Sharks players because they are on a roller coaster ride down.
Yeah, it's strange because I thought looking at the game against the Dogs, they were probably the better side, and with some better last play or last pass options, they probably should have won. But they're just not really putting up any decent points. They can defend well, but I think with Newcastle, I think they're starting to really get on a roll. It's really starting to gel, and they're getting a lot of good points out of a lot of their players. And yeah, look, the backs might have a bit of a harder time against Cronulla, but definitely I think the forwards are the way to go if you're in Newcastle.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Cronulla's defence is fairly strong, so it's really playing on merit who you've got there compared to who else you've got available. The Roosters v the Panthers is the Channel 9 game on Sunday, and, well, Panthers did have a good win last week, but the Roosters are certainly firing on all cylinders. We're saying just must play across the board, whoever you've got. You can make Sonny Beale captain if you've got him. Guys like Roger Javarsic, Mitchell Orbison, Jared Rhea Hargraves, again, they're guys that you should have in your team. James Maloney if you can afford them, and they're all must plays this week. But what about the Panthers? They've got some good young players. Matt Moylan and Travis Robinson both had big weeks last week in their first rounds of the year. I guess the question is, can they do it against the Roosters who give up the least amounts of Supercoach points each week?
Yeah, it's a bit of a different situation against who they're playing. Of course, we mentioned Seguiaro before. You play him regardless of who they're playing. Another guy that we haven't mentioned on the Roosters that might have a big game due to the history between him and the club is Michael Jennings.
Yeah, exactly. And Jennings has been going very well, actually. As far as centres and wingers are concerned, he's third best. And if you took away the fact that Matt Gillett, who's first, doesn't play that position, and Greg Inglis, who is second, also doesn't play that position, he's actually the best player. So, I mean, take that into consideration when you're looking to do your subs for this week. And if you don't have Jennings and you can afford him, not only is he worth it on a week-to-week proposition, but this week he could put up huge numbers, as you just said. Injury report on the Panthers. Tigers a mess, unfortunately, for young Sam McKendry, a pretty horrendous neck injury in Monday night's game.
Yeah, that's right. I think C6 fracture, a possible fracture, must say. I don't think they've got the scans 100% back, but he won't be playing for at least this week. And you can imagine if it's a neck injury, it'll be an indefinite amount of time, depending on the severity of it. Or hopefully it's not too bad and he gets back out there and starts the play.
Hopefully for him,
but
for
the Panthers
sure.
do have a lot of injuries, ones that happened earlier in the season, and a lot of them are indefinite or out for the season. They are begging for round 12 to come around, because I'll get Wes Naguama and Josh Mansour back.
Speaking of players against their former club, Mosi Masai is playing now for the Panthers, found his way into the 17. And he may even start with McKendry out. So I guess the Roosters, he'll want to have a big one, and he's certainly one to put on the watch list.
Yeah, definitely so. I quite like him as a player. He just needs a bit more consistency and a bit more discipline. But, yeah, if he's in the front row and he's pumped up to go against his old club, him and Ruwera Hargraves meeting in the middle should be pretty good to watch.
Finally, Monday night footy, the Dragons versus Eagles. It was a big week for Anthony Watmo, but the other Eagles players didn't put up big numbers. Last week, we expect that to turn around against the Dragons. They give up the second most Supercoach points overall. We mentioned Anthony Watmo earlier. He is one of our buyers of the week. George Tafua, he's ranked 5th overall for centres and wingers. We expect him to return to form. And I guess on the watch list has got to be Glenn Stewart, because he's back from injury as of last week.
Yeah, that's right. I think Glenn Stewart put up good points the whole of last season. And so, yeah, he'll be one of those guys which you have to watch. You might be able to get him for a bit of a bargain when he first starts out. Another guy, Tom Simons.
Yeah, very underrated.
He doesn't really get the big points playing out in the centres, but...
Yeah, he's been moved out there since, I guess, is it Mattai's out?
So yeah, that's right.
Glenn Stewart's back. So he had been in the back row putting up really good numbers for his cost. Whether he can do the same thing out in the centres, I'm not sure. But, I mean, if he's in your team...
Yeah, in your team, keep him. And you just, I think you might play him as a reserve, or you might, weigh up your options.
Yeah, definitely worth keeping for another week or two. For the Saints, geez, it's hard to find much through there. Trent Merrin, and then it's pretty difficult going.
Yeah, pretty much Trent Merrin, and that's it. he's going great for the Dragons, and but I don't think against the Eagles that there'll be much other joy happening for the Dragons.
Eagles are the second toughest team after the Roosters to score against. Trent Merrin ranks 8th overall for Supercoach points, so that suggests why he should be played. After him, Jason Nightingale, 37th. So a bit of a gap there between their first and second.
Yeah, big time.
And then you're looking at guys like, well, Tyson Frizzell, who's certainly been a Supercoach sleeper, but that type of player, this is going to be a hard round for him to score.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, we'll quickly do our tips for the week. I've got, it's very tough, but I think the Broncos might upset the Rabbitohs in Brisbane. Been playing pretty well of late. The Bulldogs to beat the Tigers, the Storm and the Raiders. I can't decide. The Raiders have got a pretty good recent record against the Storm. Storm and G for a loss. I've still got to go with Melbourne. I think the Cowboys will defeat the Eels. Of course, the tragedy there in that game as well, or the fact of the passing there of the North Queensland under-20s player during the week may have an impact on that game. The Warriors to defeat the Titans, the Knights to defeat the Sharks, Roosters over the Panthers, and the Seagulls defeat the Dragons. What about you, Tigers MS?
Yeah, look, I'm going to go the Rabbits over the Broncos. I'm going to tip an upset and pick the Tigers over the Dogs.
Host of injuries.
It's just one of those games where you just think that they were close last week against the Broncos. Might have given the young guys that were in the team for that game a bit of impetus. And also now you've got a bunch of young guys who have something to prove to a new coach. And I don't think the Bulldogs were that great against the Sharks either. Storm will account for the Raiders. The Cowboys will do the job against the Eels, even though they struggle big time, and especially against the Eels in Sydney. I'm still going to pick the Cowboys, can't pick the Eels. I think the Warriors will just get over the Titans, although that game could go either way. The Knights should be too good for the Sharks at home. Ditto the Roosters against the Panthers, and the Sea Eagles should do the job against the Dragons.
Well, of course, we'll put all the tips up online and Pete's tips as well, who will hopefully be back with us next week. And Tigers MS, it's time for World of Sport.
All right. I do have a bit of an odd one for you today. It's back to cricket. I mean, we've got the Ashes and the Champions League, coming up soon. But Pakistan, the fast bowling legend Wasim Akram. They've been holding some camps with the Pakistani bowlers, which is a good thing because Wasim Akram was one of the best bowlers to ever play the game. Mm-hmm. However, this camp includes tips on hairstyles, which I think is pretty good. So basically the tough guys of yesteryear, you know, they're out the door, and Pakistan's young quicks, they're being coached on their appearance as well as, you know, how to bowl big hooping innies. The Pakistan Cricket Board organised a 10-day camp, and it was led by Wasim Akram, after concerns were raised over the standard of bowlers coming through in the youth ranks. They drilled them in technique and fitness, obviously, and the players were given... We're also given a top lecture by Pakistani stylist Nabibla Ahmed on how to look good off the field. It goes on to say, we wanted to tell the players through Nabibla's lecture how to present yourself as a person, which is very important for international players as their ambassadors for the country. A good hairstyle and good dress adds to your confidence, and it can play a very big role in giving someone a much-needed boost off the field. Which is quite interesting. I would have thought that, just bowling and getting wickets and winning games would boost your confidence. I'm sure that they'll be holding a hairstyling conference soon for the Aussie guys. I think that's the reason why they went to London, because it's very fashionable.
Especially now Mitchell Johnson hasn't been selected for the Ashes.
Well, that's right. There's big problems in the hair department there for the Aussies. I would have thought that Pakistan would have been more keen on telling their media advisors, just to play down injuries and stuff like that. We all remember Shoaib Akhtar's worst injury that he got by and then getting not selected because he had genital warts. That was one of the best press releases of all time. So basically, yeah, we'll see what kind of hairstyles the Aussies have seen, and we'll compare them to the Pakistanis and see who performs better.
I think that could be very interesting for the Ashes. That's something we're going to have to look at as the Ashes come round.
Well, that's right. It might give Aussie supporters something to talk about, because they won't want to talk about the cricket or the result.
Very good, Tigers and Mess. But that's all we have time for today on the show. And we'll be back again next week. Hopefully Pete will be back with us as well. Make sure that you go onto the website, www.pullygsports.com. Download the show. Look at all the other info on there. Tigers and Mess, thank you very much.
No worries at all. Week.
And don't forget to check your hairstyle. Maybe an audio podcast. You like to look at it.
Well, I don't have any, though.